next question was, Richard Bassett, B-A-S-S-E-T-T. Bassett Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, date of birth is 1/28/34, and date of visit is 6/14/23. Next, this is a copy for Dr. Andrew Feldman, D-O. Feldman, F-E-L-D-M-A-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of right pleural effusion. Next paragraph is for illness. Can you please mention Dear Andrew, thank you for sending Richard Bassett for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 89-year-old white male who was admitted to the Advent Hospital with shortness of breath, was found to have a large right pleural effusion requiring thoracentesis. The patient underwent thoracentesis 2 weeks ago, and the patient also had a chest CT done upon admission to the hospital, and it showed a large right pleural effusion with a right pneumothorax, which resulted from the thoracentesis, and it required a chest tube placement for resolution. The patient also was noted to have collapse of the right lower lobe and some portions of the right middle and right upper lobe. And there was some scarring and atelectasis anteriorly in the left upper lung. Mediastinum showed no significant adenopathy. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, can you also mention the patient had over 1.6 liters of fluid removed from the right chest, and the pleural fluid cytology was negative for malignancy. The cultures were unremarkable. The patient did not have any pulmonary function study done. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient. Past history has included history of CABG times 4 in 2001. He also is a known hypertensive for over 25 years. He has no history of chronic lung disease and no prior history of pneumonia. Next paragraph, habits the patient does not smoke, and drinks alcohol occasionally. He has a history of hyperlipidemia and sick sinus syndrome, and has borderline hyperglycemia, and history of coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, family history is significant for heart disease in his father. Mother also had heart disease and multiple myeloma. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has some fatigue and weight loss. He has no cataracts and glaucoma. And he has no urinary frequency or flank pains. No hay fever. And denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn. He had shortness of breath with activity. And denies any diarrhea, constipation. Denies palpitations or leg swelling. There's no depression or anxiety. He has some arthritis and denies any headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medlist included metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, aspirin 1 daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. The thinly built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superfluid edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 150 over 80. Pulse 62, respirations 20, temps 975, weight is 130, saturation 97. HE and D, anomalous pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, ears, no inflammation, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the diminished excursion. And breath sounds are markedly diminished over the right lower chest with occasional crackles at the bases. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, with no murmur. Or S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, diminished peripheral pulses, reflex in the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one is large right pleural effusion, etiology undetermined. Number two is right basilar atelectasis. Rule out obstructive lesion. Number three, history of CABG. And number four is hypertension. And hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest x-ray and ultrasound of the right chest to see if the pleural fluid recurs. And also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. The copy of the 2D echo will be requested from the hospital. The patient will advise to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Also was advised that we might have to do a bronchoscopy to evaluate the right low lobe area. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Andrew Feldman, D.O. Andrew Feldman, F-E-L-D-M-A-N, D.O. This is Dr. D'Souza. Okay.